I'm Vijay Hamilton, and welcome to the Autoimmune Reset, the place for you to learn how to thrive with autoimmune disease and feel empowered to take steps to transform your health to feel better than ever. You can start making changes today to improve your health. So with every episode, my mission is to share with you simple ways to uplevel your diet and lifestyle with key learnings from my own journey reversing autoimmune disease and inspirational stories from those who have reset their autoimmune symptoms and are now thriving in life. I suffered from autoimmune disease for over 25 years and now I live symptom-free, and I wish the same for you as well. So thank you for being here and sharing this time with me. Now let's get started. Hello and welcome to today's Friday 5. I'm your host, Vijay Hamilton. I'm a nutritionist, scientist, and expert in autoimmune disease. And today I want to talk to you about some testing that I do in my clinic. But not only that, when I talk to you through the 5 different Cyrex arrays, which I think are absolutely essential when it comes to autoimmune health, I'm also going to be explaining why these are important to test and also things that you can think about, because these are really the root cause testing for autoimmune disease. I use stool testing and what I call my cell health test, hormone panels. Those types of testing can give me lots of insight into what is going on in my clients' bodies and what's going on in my own body. But on top of that, the Cyrex arrays have been designed specifically for people with autoimmune disease. And there is lots of research behind these tests. And that's why I want to talk to you about them today, because they test for those autoantibodies that are present in autoimmune disease. And the thing is, once you have one autoimmune disease, you are more likely to develop other autoimmune diseases. And that's why it is absolutely vital to keep on top of any autoantibodies that might be in your body. And remember, autoimmune disease has stages. You can be in stage one with, say, 5 different autoimmune diseases, but have no symptoms yet, and perhaps be in stage 3 for another autoimmune disease like rheumatoid arthritis. But it's worth knowing whether you have antibodies when you are in stage 1, because that's when you can take action, and that's why these tests are so important for your health. So I want to run through some of the arrays that I use and the arrays of the tests that I use in my clinic most commonly, because there are a number of different arrays that you can do, but these are the ones that I find most relevant when I'm working with clients. And what normally happens is I start working with a client and I understand their health history a bit better. We might do some functional testing, and when they're not seeing improvements or they're not progressing as quickly as they'd like to be, or, you know, in a very worst case scenario, they start to develop some symptoms, then we dig in a bit deeper, and this is where these tests can help. But they can also be just great screens to do on yourself, just to make sure that you don't have any of those antibodies that can be present in stage 1. So as always, Friday 5 is quite a quick episode, and I've already talked quite a lot already. So let's talk about the first test, which is called the Multiple Autoimmune Reactivity Screen. And I would say this is the broadest screen that you can do through Cyrex, and it's looking at lots of different autoantibodies, and it can be particularly helpful if somebody hasn't been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease yet. But it can also check, as I said, for those early stages of autoimmune disease when you're in that stage 1 and you might already have an autoimmune disease but you might be having other symptoms. And the Multiple Autoimmune Reactivity Screen will test for autoantibodies against your thyroid. It looks at antibodies against the ovaries and testes. It looks at antibodies against the myelin sheath and collagen and osteocytes. So lots of different antibodies that might be present in your blood and may potentially be causing damage. And, you know, it's not for everybody, because it can be quite scary doing these types of screens, but it's going to give you that insight of, do I have an autoantibody at the moment that is attacking my brain? Is that the reason that I am feeling tired? Or have I got antibodies that are attacking my collagen or fibrillin, and that's the reason that I'm having joint issues? So it can give you that insight. And the thing is, there's lots of research around these autoantibodies and their connection with other antibodies as well. For example, you might have an antibody to a particular self tissue, and there's research into why that might have occurred in the first place. For example, cross-reactivity, which I've spoken about on other podcasts. But for me as a practitioner, by understanding what autoantibodies you have, it gives me a really great insight into the underlying mechanism. So I would say out of all the Cyrex panels, that's probably the broadest one, looking at a range of different autoantibodies. So that's just something to consider if you are struggling with a lot of chronic symptoms and you want to explore further what might be the cause. You might be doing this with your doctor as well, but yeah, that would be a, you know, a full screen that you can do. The next one that I'm using a lot actually at the minute with my clients is the pathogen associated immune reactivity screen. And this can be particularly helpful when a client might have done a stool test and a parasite might have come up in the stool test, to understand whether that is causing an issue with the immune system, because there's a lot of debate around parasites and whether they are helpful or harmful in the gut, and there's research to support both. But when you do this pathogen-associated immune reactivity screen, it will look for whether you have antibodies against, say, the Epstein-Barr virus or different viruses and bacteria and parasites and molds. And with that information, you can then decide whether to address the underlying issue, for example, following an antiviral protocol or using antimicrobials to help with the parasite, or whether, you know, the immune system is actually not reacting to that. So at the moment, we're probably best to focus in on other areas. So it's going to give you that insight of, yes, the pathogen is present, and you may already know that from other testing, but is it causing any reactivity with the immune system? That's what we want to know, and that's what that test can help with. When we're talking about these tests, really, you know, the majority of them are looking at those underlying root causes of autoimmune disease, and that's what the research is telling us about autoimmune conditions, that there is often these underlying causes, and that's where the Cyrex arrays can help. The next one, as I'm sure you're not surprised by, is a multiple food immune reactivity screen, which is a food sensitivity screen. Cyrex go that one step further with their testing, and they don't just look at something called IgG, which is an antibody in the blood. They're also looking at IgA, which is an antibody on the surface of your mucosal membrane, so especially in the gut. So that's going to give you that insight. But on top of that, they look at food in its raw and cooked state, because actually the proteins change when you have eat something raw or eat something cooked, where this test provides that extra insight into whether you are reacting to a food in its raw or cooked state, or you might be reacting to both, but at least you know that, and then you only have to exclude the food that you're actually reacting to. So it's a really great test, and again, they've done a lot of research into cross-reactivity with food antigens and self tissue. So again, for me as a practitioner, it's giving me that insight. If you're reacting to certain foods, then it may be that you're having that cross-reactivity in the body, and we know by removing those foods, hopefully your autoantibodies will come down to self tissue as well. Next is gluten-associated cross-reactivity, which is called the wheat gluten proteome reactivity in autoimmunity. That's what the Cyrex array is called. And this is looking at your reaction to gluten. And it's not like the test that you're going to get at the doctor's for celiac. It goes into a lot of different antibodies that can be affected by gluten, both antibodies to gluten itself, but also antibodies to certain tissues in the body, which are associated with gluten sensitivity. So it not only tells you, well, how is a person responding to gluten, but which area of their body is it affecting? Is it affecting their gut? Is it affecting their brain? Is it affecting their skin? And I worked with a client recently who had a lot of skin complaints. And when we did this test, the antibodies that were shown on the test all related to skin. So just that test gave us that insight that she was able to take gluten out of the diet and her skin improved. And last but not least is chemical immune reactivity screen. And Cyrex have developed a screen to look at a person's immune reaction to certain chemicals, because you can react to a chemical like you would react to an infection. And when you're exposed to that chemical on a daily basis, that can then lead to a dysfunctional immune system, which can then lead to autoimmunity. So it's a really good one, especially if you find that you react to lots of chemicals, or when you walk into a shop where there's a perfume counter, you found it quite overwhelming, and you just generally have a low tolerance to chemicals, then this one is a really good one to look into. So they're the five arrays that I am using the most in my clinic. There are other arrays as well, and dependent on my client's condition and their symptoms and their health history is what I would look into and decide what to recommend when it comes to Cyrex. But really, I wanted to go through this with you today for some food for thought. If you have any questions about these Cyrex arrays, then feel free to reach out to me. You can either contact me on my email, which is victoria@theautoimmunitynutritionist.com, or you can reach out to me on Instagram @theautoimmunitynutritionist. I'd love to hear from you. And if you would like to explore nutritional therapy and functional medicine and potentially these tests for yourself, and you would like to have a discussion about that, then feel free to book in for a free initial consult, which I will put the link to in the show notes. It's a 15-minute consultation. We'll talk about your symptoms, your health. I can provide any advice, any general advice anyway in that call, and then I can also explain to you what might be helpful and what might help you get to the root cause of your condition and how nutritional therapy can help. So I'll look forward to hearing from you. If not, have a fantastic weekend and I'll speak to you soon. Take care. Thank you very much for joining me today on the Autoimmune Reset. I really hope you enjoyed the discussion, and be sure to subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. And if you liked it, I would hugely appreciate a review on iTunes, as it helps me understand what you like about the podcast and to help share the information with more people. I'm excited to speak to you next time. And remember, you have the power to take the reins on your health. So keep the faith and celebrate the small wins. Until next time.